KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Because you're near me, funny but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars you're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? Little dream I spent. We put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, we let it. Hope for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
We want equal rights. that time. We want equal rights and justice.
Got me working overtime. Thanks so much. I'm here to make this kind of music you can slow dance to.
Precious.
awesome. Thanks so much, y'all.
That was music from A Night with Lena Beach, live on Beale Street Caravan. We'll be back with more music from A Night with Lena Beach in just a bit.
Up next, Grammy-nominated blues man Guy Davis takes us through the life histories of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame. This segment is brought to you by the Blues Foundation and is also available as a standalone podcast through Apple Music.
For all we know, we may never meet again.
For all we know, brought her to tears every time. That's why people loved her. She felt every word she sang. They knew it hurt. She did it for them. On stage at the Stardust Lounge in Las Vegas, Dinah Washington delivered the quiet, contemplative verse. She breathed in, tilted her head back, gently closed her eyes for the dramatic pause, and heard a cackle in the audience. Dinah peeked through a slit in one eye and saw the woman, right at the front table, wrapped in a fur, laughing. Dinah dropped her head down in silent grace. She reached toward the stool at center stage as if bracing herself from collapse. She reached into the water glass on the stool. Two silk fingers slid out an ice cube. She twirled, glided over to the front table, now singing her heart out, and threw the ice cube at the laughing woman. Dinah swirled a gloved hand through the air and brought the number to a close. Covered by applause, the pit boss slithered on stage. He had copper-colored hair, slicked back, and nightlife pale skin. He beckoned Dinah out of the spotlight and whispered in her ear, "Nice shot. Try attacking someone who isn't married to the governor of California next time." Dinah elegantly strode back toward the table she iced to apologize for all the pit boss knew. Dinah bowed to the people seated there. Dinah looked at the woman eye to eye and said, "I thought for sure I had on the most expensive wig in here tonight." The governor's wife shot back, "You should see my white mink." Dinah replied, "You should see my white chauffeur." "Who are you to sass the governor's wife?" the woman asked. "My darling," Dinah said, "I am the queen."
"I say ain't it a mean old man, mean old man's world."
Dinah retired to the dressing room with her entourage. A scribbler from Billboard magazine greeted her, but that's not who Dinah was dying to see. Her one-year-old son was waiting for Mama with his nanny Eloise. "Ooh, he's just about to walk," Eloise said. Little George stood on wobbly legs holding Eloise's finger. He saw Dinah. She kneeled down in her sequin gown and opened her arms wide. She said, "Come on, baby." Little George released Eloise's finger and grunted, "Mmm." His plump little legs shook. Dinah's entourage cheered him ahead. "Come on, little Georgie." He wobbled, raised his foot, and stepped into Dinah's arms. She hugged her boy to her breast and laughed, tears welling up in her eyes. Everyone cheered. Dinah kissed Georgie's chubby cheek and turned right to the reporter. "Don't you dare write about how kind I am," she smiled. "Write about Dinah the bitch."
"It was a night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was such a night."
After Dinah put little George to bed, she went out with the reporter and her best friend, backup singer Pinky. "No more Dust Bowl for us," Dinah said. Dinah had been the first black female singer to perform in a Vegas casino. Now the whole strip was open to black entertainers and black customers. That's why the reporter went along for the ride. They hit all the neon hotspots, the Flamingo, the Gold Nugget, until finally they got a front table at Nero's Nook in Caesar's Palace. The reporter asked, "Ms. Washington, what did you have to do to get Las Vegas open to black entertainers?" Dinah looked at Pinky and laughed. "Hell," she said. "Sinatra threw a fit when one of those meatheads backdoored Sammy Davis Jr.," Pinky explained. "He called Giancana." The reporter's eyes bugged in disbelief. Dinah went on, "The whole town was desegged faster than a Supreme Court judge can bang his gavel." Pinky opined, "They should put Sinatra on the Supreme Court and Sammy Davis on a Greyhound." This whole country would be fixed in a week, Dinah added. The interview shifted to Dinah's backstory. The reporter asked, how did you ascend to royalty, Queen? Little Ruth Jones started singing gospel with Sally Martin, said Dinah, sharing her real name. But my heart went with Billie Holiday. I wanted to be a showgirl. I wasn't even a woman yet. I got my first job playing piano with the Cats and the Fiddle at the Stage Bar in Chicago. We played upstairs. Billie sang below us in the downbeat room. I snuck down and dug her every chance I could. She didn't show the night Lionel Hampton came looking for her. He came up and heard me instead. That was my big break. What became of Ruth Jones? The reporter wondered. Hamp's manager told me, the way you sing, you ought to have a name that rolls off the tongue like rich liquor. Pinky threw in, Dinah Washington was born.
I'm a girl you can't excuse. I've got those blowtop blues.
Dinah tossed a small green pill into her mouth and swallowed a sip of gin and tonic. The reporter's eyebrows shot up. They want you thin and beautiful, Dinah told him. I was born neither. The reporter saw an opening into Dinah's personal life, a source of gossip, like the Nile's a source of water. Hadn't kept the men off, he nudged. Dinah didn't bite. The reporter shifted. You've been married, what, 6 times? I enjoy divorcing them more, she smiled. I've been hurt, humiliated, kicked around, robbed, and maligned by lies. Name it, it has happened to me, but I refuse to give up.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops are dry.
The house lights dimmed. People seated throughout Nero's nook began clapping. On stage, Nina Simone prowled into the spotlight. Oh, throw her a fish, Dinah said. Simone opened with a long, powerfully sung, Cry Me a River. She wrung every drop of emotion out of each word. Simone finished to ear-splitting applause. When the roar of the crowd died down, Dinah remarked, If I didn't have on such a tight dress, I'd run up on that stage and take back my music, Pinky cackled. Dinah mostly behaved herself as the night went on. Zsa Zsa Gabor passed by, ran her hand over Dinah's mink stole and said, Hello, darling. After Simone set, the house lights went back on. A man with copper hair and white skin was standing beside Dinah's table. He said to Dinah, Mr. G. Cole didn't like the business with the governor. He canceled your contract, Queen. I'm sorry. Dinah said, Why you got to tell him? I didn't, said the pit boss. He skulked away. Pinky asked Dinah, Didn't you know that was the governor's wife when you threw that ice? Dinah sighed. Sure, sweetie. He presented me with my first Grammy Award. I knew him when he was just Ronnie Reagan.
What a difference a day made. 24 little...
In the morning, the reporter went to Dinah's room. He watched the entourage pack up her pink fur pillows and glittering gowns. Dinah held little George's hand as he wobbled across the red carpeted floor. She scooped up her baby, turned to the reporter, and said, Warm applause is music to my ears, but not even Nina Simone can take it to bed with her. And the Queen left Las Vegas. Shout out to Nadine Cahotas, author of the Dinah Washington biography, The Queen.
Said you cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cause I cried a river over you. Ooh. And now you say you're sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, brought to you by the Blues Foundation. The Blues Hall of Fame podcast is produced by Beale Street Caravan for the Blues Foundation, written by Preston Lauterbach and voiced by Guy Davis. For more information on the Blues Foundation, go to blues.org. Caravan has brought the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the people who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. ilistentomemphis.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from Memphis Travel, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation.
TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee.
If you're just tuning in, we're featuring Lena Beach and her friends recorded live at Bar DKDC in Cooper Young. That was some powerful stuff, wasn't it, JB?
Oh, definitely, Pat. Lena's music has that raw, honest feel that really connects. It's not just her voice either. It's her presence. The way she interacts with the band and the crowd. She makes you feel like you're a part of her story.
And I have to say, she has an amazing group of Memphis musicians behind her. Graham Winchester, Alice Hasten, John Bass, Wiley Bigger, and Uriah Mitchell. They each bring something unique. And they're not just backing her up. They're adding to the whole vibe of the show.
And that's the beauty of it, Pat. With artists like Lena and her friends, you can feel that Memphis is alive with talent, innovation, and heart. And it's inspiring to see someone like Lena, who's so rooted in our traditions, but also breaking new ground.
I couldn't have said it better. Let's keep the music rolling, and here's more from A Night with Lena Beach at Bar DKDC.
Here's more from Lena and friends, live on Bill Street Caravan.
On your head, you better get back, baby.
Thanks so much, y'all.
All right, we're here on Bill Street Caravan with an amazing, emerging, rising star in Memphis music, Lena Beach. How are you doing?
Thank you, JB. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic, fantastic. Your journey has been like a rocket ship blasting off into space. How do you feel as far as reverence for the moment that you're in right now?
I could have never dreamed about this right now, but I just know God's been preparing me because it also has felt so natural. I've just stepped in every next part of the journey. I've just felt prepared and ready and like kind of rise to meet these challenges, but also, yeah, just so grateful. That's all I can say, I guess.
Yeah. Well, how'd you start writing, performing music? With the level of skill that you have now, it must have been at an early age.
Oh, man, I was a little kid when I got up on the piano. Both my parents are musicians. My mom's a songwriter and artist. And so I grew up playing piano every night with her, and my dad taught me violin from a young age, and he actually passed away when I was just 7. And I kept it going, but my kind of passion shifted towards guitar, and I started playing in the church. But when I got around high school age, I was shy. I didn't really want to sing in front of people. And I also didn't feel encouraged to pursue music as a career. And growing up around Nashville, it was just really competitive, I guess, and I didn't necessarily see myself there. But when I got a chance to go to Rhodes, it brought me to Memphis and it changed my life. So it was once I came to Royal and saw people making music in this magical place, that's when I started writing songs of my own.
Yeah. So coming from Nashville to Memphis, how did you adjust musically as far as style?
I was adjusted way before I even got here because I don't know, I never grew up listening to what my friends listened to. I wasn't listening to the radio. But my mom played like Stevie Wonder, and I was just drawn to this sound here before I even knew about Memphis and Royal and Stax. I remember hearing Al Green play I'm Still in Love with You at my favorite hot chicken joint in Franklin, and I stopped me in the conversation, and I like that became my most played song as a sophomore in high school. So here we are at the heart of it.
Yeah. How'd you get an opportunity to step foot into Royal Studios? Not only step foot, but to have a role there.
So it all unfolded pretty quickly. The legendary Bobby Rush took us Rhodes kids with the Curb Institute to record a cover of America the Beautiful, and students were playing, and I was doing the social media for the project. So I was there with the camera, with my phone, and just taking it all in. And on one of the breaks, Boo comes and sits out in the lobby with some of us students, and he's like, what do you do? I'm like, yeah, I'm running the social media. And he's like, I could really use someone to come work for me. So he texts me, next week I'm back in there with this amazing project, Get Loud, that Memphis Travel did. I saw pretty much my favorite people in Memphis music like in one spot, and I just kind of freaked out, but everyone also embraced me and like brought me in to feel like I'm part of this family now, and I just never left after that.
For people who haven't ever seen it, what is the atmosphere like in the historic Royal Studios?
It's like pretty spiritual when you walk in. There's an energy to it, but it also feels like home. You can be yourself and you're like greeted by Boo. He's gonna walk in and make you feel right at home. And you can also just feel the history, and it's just a spirit there.
Yeah, absolutely. So how have you been developing a songwriter craft in this historic city of Memphis where there's so much music that has happened, but also as you've underscored, I mean, there's tons of new stars who are finding their way and finding their place. How have you been able to define who Lena Beach is, not just with your playing, but also with songwriting?
Wow, I think it came very naturally because that's what Memphis kind of encourages. There's no fake. You can't be putting up any pretenses. I just felt free to say exactly what I felt. And that's what songwriting was. It kind of came when I was going through a lot of stuff. I was going through a lot as a college student, adjusting to this new home and finding out more about myself. But when I was just going through it, I went to the guitar and it just kind of started pouring out of me.
You've been doing a lot of live shows with Boo's support and also with some of the other members of the High Rhythm Section behind you, bringing your songs to life. I saw you did Drake's birthday party.
Oh, man.
You know, and you've also done shows featuring you and your music here and around Memphis and elsewhere. And you got to have a nice spotlight at Riverbeat just recently.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it like being on stage with those legends and knowing that they have the confidence in you, not only to interpret the music of their past, but they support you in making your music come to life?
It's pretty surreal, and it's just such a feeling like I'm family and they're going to support me no matter what. I don't know. It's pretty. When I first played a gig with High Rhythm, I was freaking out. I was studying as much as I could, but, you know, I just fit in naturally, I guess. I don't really know how to put it into words, but it feels like right where I'm supposed to be, and they're handing the torch in there.
So what are your aspirations moving forward? What haven't you been able to do in the last 3 years that you hope to do in the next three?
Wow. I want to just keep spreading the gospel of the High Rhythm Section and Teenie Hodges, who I'm now stepping in his role as the guitarist, and he was the songwriter behind Love and Happiness, Take Me to the River. Just such a legend, and he deserves all the flowers. So I really want to always shed light on their legacy, where everyone knows the music, but you got to know the names too. You know it's from Memphis, Tennessee, at Royal Studios. And then I have more music to bring. It's still coming, and I feel like now I've had some more experience. I have a message I want to share too, because we're going, like, this whole world is going through a lot right now, and this can just be a source of light.
Imagine a lot of people are waiting on a project from you.
It has been quite a long and laborious journey, but it's been a labor of love. It's been 2 years in the making so far, and we came in that first summer of 22 with the band, and we tracked the songs, and then it's been basically a period of growth for me, getting my voice, strengthening my voice, my guitar playing, because every experience in the meantime has grown me as an artist. But we've gone back, and, you know, in between Boo's busy schedule, we've been in there adding horn arrangements with Lester Snell, and every piece just comes, and it's been taking a lot of patience, but I see the finish line, but it's a pretty amazing thing.
Well, congratulations to you for all your success.
Thank
you. And for all that will be coming in the future.
Thank you, JV.
was Lena Beach and Friends, live on Bill Street Caravan. For more on Lena, search Lena Beach Music on all social media and streaming sites. Bill Street Caravan is supported by awards from Memphis Travel and Tennessee Arts Commission. We like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You won't find programming like this anywhere else.
This is Thomas Cribbins with Bill Street Caravan. Coming up next time on the show, we've got Lena Beach live at RDK DC. That's next time on Bill Street Caravan.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.